Hey, Joanna, I never asked you this. Did you guys kiss at the end of your first date?
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
But there was definitely a lot of chemistry.
Okay, did you try to beat anybody up?
What?
Because it also seems like something you guys like.
Well, if you're asking me if we walked the streets and just beat random people up, no.
Okay, yeah, I just figured it's something you might be into. If you're just tuning in for today's Second Date Update, Joanna is on the phone, and she wants us to call a guy named Brandon. They met at a co-ed volleyball league when there was an argument that broke out between her team and his team. His team was mad at her because she was saying that a ball was out when they thought it was in. And then one of Brandon's teammates, the dude we're about to call, got upset and called her a name. And then Brandon punched that guy in the face and stood up for her honor.
Yeah.
And then they went and got coffee. She thought everything went great, but now she's not getting a call back.
I think this one is such a hard one to judge because a coffee date, you can't tell a whole lot if someone's really into you because you guys are sober and it's during the day. Like, a kiss at the end of it would be insane to me.
I totally agree. I think it would have been a bit inappropriate just to have coffee and then make out or something in a car.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. Weird. I don't know what kind of coffee dates you guys go on, but.
Yeah. Apparently yours are a lot better.
Yeah, mine are pretty exciting.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. I'm going to give him a call right now and see if we can find out why he's not getting back to you, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Brandon?
Yep, it is.
Hey, Brandon, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going today, Brandon?
It's fine. What's this about?
Well, I'm calling you today because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to our show.
Okay. Why?
Well,
good question.
Because we hear you're pretty good with a left cross.
What's going on here? I don't know what you're talking about.
Or was it an uppercut, not a left cross? I don't know. I don't know what kind of punch you threw, but
important.
I do know that you threw a pretty good punch.
I'm just really confused right now. Can you just tell me why you're calling me in the first place?
Oh, sure. Why didn't you ask before? I'm calling because we do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and they like you a lot, but you don't call them back, they email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. So you recently went to get coffee with a girl named Joanna. And that's why I asked about the punching, because she told us the story of how she met you and you punched one of your teammates on the volleyball team because he called her a name. And then you went to go get coffee.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the punching thing makes sense. So she emailed you about that?
Yeah, because she says that she thought you guys had a lot of chemistry when you were having coffee, but now you won't plan another date with her.
Oh my God, that's two heavy sighs, Brandon.
So can you tell us why you don't want to go out with her again?
Well, I don't know. I feel I'm better off single, and pretty much it.
Did she come off as like too, what was her words? She thought maybe she looked high maintenance when she sent her coffee back a couple times?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to hurt her feelings. You know, I wish her the best and all that, but she was just pretty forward on the date, and that's putting it nicely.
She was forward as in like the things that she said to you, or... Or she walked forward, and you like people who walk backward.
I highly doubt it's that one.
That's a thing, I think.
No.
It's not a thing.
No, she was just really intense with the things she was saying. Like, in the first 5 minutes, she kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
What'd she say?
Really?
Would she get into politics or religion or something?
No, it wasn't stuff like that. It was just, like, stuff about me. Like, she just kept saying weird things to me.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, well, just stuff about how I looked, you know. She just was, like, commenting on my clothes. She didn't like my hair. She just was like, oh, I can tell why you're single. Yeah, I can tell you're single.
What?
You know, maybe if you got a nicer haircut.
Oh,
what? She was insulting your haircut?
Jeez, man.
Oh, my haircut, my pants, my shoes, like... like always like that, like, oh, I can tell you're single. You need a good woman. You need a good woman to tell you how to look good.
Oh,
you need a lady to teach you how to dress.
That's so weird.
I don't know. It just really rubbed me the wrong way. And it was like, you're, you're a slob, but, you know, you're a cute slob. I find you're cute, but you're a slob.
It's just strange because when we talked to her, all she talked about was how attracted she was to you.
That's not how I remember it. Like, maybe she just sees me as some kind of, I don't know, a project.
Oh, like a Barbie doll. And she can dress you up, do your hair any way she wants.
Well, like a Ken doll, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, that would make me mad.
Yeah, you know, she was critiquing me the whole time on everything.
Okay. Oh, man. All right, well, that makes sense. I wonder if she's got any more critiques, though, because she is on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Hi, Brandon.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, that's Joanne right
there.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Joanna, you're coming in hot. Don't you want to apologize?
No, I don't want to apologize. Everything I said was true. I mean, his shoes, were ridiculous. They didn't go with his outfit, and they were really dirty. Like, he needed to throw them in the washer or just clean them. But I was still very attracted to him. He just needed, like, a little touch-up or help or something, you know?
What were you attracted to? You didn't say one single nice thing about me.
That is a valid question.
Well, I think that your facial structure has promise.
Oh, nice.
What does that... What?
I thought you were really cute. Just like a little lost boy that needed maybe a little help. And then you'd be like... You'd be super hot.
Wow. Yeah, thanks. That's really sweet of you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. He's being sarcastic.
Yeah.
You're being awful. Why would you... Like, don't go out with somebody if you want to change everything about them.
I'm not going after him. I mean, what I say is true. I mean, I don't want to beat around the bush. I'm honest.
No, it's true to you. There's a difference, right? So you think he needs those things. He obviously doesn't.
No, honestly, if you guys were there, you would see that he is cute. But maybe on the verge of something better. Like, he clearly hasn't had a woman in his life for a long time.
And if he just had a woman in his life, he could be better.
Brandon, are you hearing this?
Yeah, no, I did hear it. I heard it for like 45 minutes at a coffee shop. And yeah, and I really appreciate you guys calling me to make me relive this thing.
No problem. Our pleasure.
I don't see what the problem is. I think that you guys should be thanking me for this because people are not honest anymore. Everyone's like passive aggressive. And personally, I think that he should thank me for, you know, being honest and forthright with him.
Dude, he wasn't even asking you for help. There's a difference between honesty and just being a plain asshole.
Yeah.
I am not an asshole. You know what? I think the assholes in life are the people who don't say anything, the passive aggressive people who stay in the corner and won't tell anyone the truth.
Listen, I could have told you the same thing, right? I could have been like, because I know why you're single. It's very clear to me why you're single. It's very clear to everyone else, but I don't go out and say it, okay?
And why do you think I'm single? Because you're not brave enough to say it.
Ooh. Well, I think it was a rhetorical question, right?
You're scared. You're a coward. Just say it. Why am I single?
Uh-oh.
You'd like me to tell you, well, you know what? I'm not going to give you that satisfaction. How about that?
Oh.
Please. You're just another one of those sheeple. I mean, really.
You know, you'd make a great dominatrix. I think that's...
He does bring up
well,
a very good point.
If that's what you're looking for, Brandon, would you like to go on a second date with Joanna? We will pay for it, and she can punish you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No.
Brandon, listen, you can't handle an intense, forward, confident woman. And you know what? I understand why you were single, because you don't have the balls to listen to someone who's telling you the truth. You know what?
Oh,
you stay single, and you don't deserve someone like me.
Whoa! Yeah, I don't think he deserves someone like you. I think that that's absolutely true. He's a good person.
Shut up, bitch.
All right.
I kind of like that for some reason.
Well, sorry, Joanna. You didn't get a second date with Brandon, but it sounds like at this point you don't want one.
No, I don't want to go on another date. And obviously, coming on with you guys was a huge mistake.
I agree. For a lot of people, that's the case. And I got to tell you, Joanna, something about you is really turning me on right now.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
What it is.
You are so twisted, dude.
Oh, no, please. I've seen your picture. No, you couldn't handle me anyway.
That's true, and that's why I think I love you.